What is tactical empathy? So tactical empathy is applying emotional intelligence in a very calibrated way. That's why we say tactical empathy. If you think about the word tactical, it essentially means that you're aiming at something beyond the immediate action. Okay, so beyond the label that you're using, beyond the mirror that you're using, you're aiming for tactical empathy in the long run, which is going to help you achieve that trust-based influence. So when you're talking about what it is about tactical empathy that makes it important, it's essentially recognizing the perspective of the person across the table from you and actually vocalizing that perspective. So it's not enough just to recognize what the other side is seeing. It is important for you to actually vocalize it, because you're not demonstrating the actual empathy until after you've vocalized it. So if you think about, a lot of people say your gut instinct, or some people talk about, you know, that little voice in the back of your head, or when you're walking down the street and you feel the little hairs on the back of your neck kind of go up a little bit. If you pay attention to those things, those are where you're going to reach your intuition. Okay. You have to learn how to trust your gut. In other words, to use this stuff, to use these skills, you have to have a little bit of trust in yourself to kind of allow yourself to recognize what's going on with the other side. You can't be afraid of it. Now, the reason trusting your intuition is, why can I not talk today? Let me take another sip of coffee real quick. Let's see what we got going on here. My words are just trying not to come out right. The reason it is so important to learn how to trust your intuition is because your conscious mind processes 40 bits of information per second. Your unconscious mind processes 20 million bits of information per second. So there's a big disparity in that number. 40 bits of information, not really that much. When you're talking about how many things your unconscious mind is picking up each second, you get a lot of information if you learn how to trust that. Okay. All right. So a lot of people say, well, what's the difference? Isn't empathy the same as sympathy? No, they're not the same. Okay. Sympathy is when you're feeling what the other side is feeling. That's not what we're doing with empathy. Empathy is basically seeing the world through their eyes and then understanding it so well that you could summarize it for them. So I want you to remember as we go through here, it's not about being nice. It doesn't mean you agree with that other person. And it doesn't mean that you necessarily even like them. Because if you think about the world that Troy and Barbara and I come from, we didn't like the people that we were dealing with. Okay. They were usually bad people. So there was no love there with those people. So it's not that you have to feel any kind of positive way toward the person that you're dealing with. You just have to be able to demonstrate an understanding of what's going on in their mind and then be able to kind of vocalize it and summarize it for them.